This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've come once again to that point where we are obliged to ask whether Yahoo is ever going to get it together. Its latest quarterly profit report delivered yesterday after the bell was a discouraging medley of revenues and profits that fell short of expectations. The company says it is also losing piles of money on expensive content like Community, the canceled NBC show that it picked up, and to rub salt in the wound, in the latest acknowledgement that its search and ad targeting businesses are not first class, CEO Marissa Mayer says that Yahoo is going to make a deal with Google to do those things for them. So, Marketplace's Mark Garrison has this from New York Now on the never-ending efforts to turn Yahoo around.
CEO of a big tech company can be a pretty sweet gig. You're insanely rich, and even if things go badly, people still tell you how brilliant they think you are. But at least four times a year, you have to put on a brave face and be honest about the bad news.
Looking ahead, our Q4 outlook, which Ken will return to later, is not indicative of the performance we want.
Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer has had to deliver news like that following a lot of quarterly earnings reports. She's been at the top for more than 3 years, long enough for some investors to call for her head. But Yahoo's problems may be bigger than any leader can fix.
The outlook for Yahoo is quite bleak. I mean, it's looked like a sinking ship for quite some time.
Kartik Hosanagar is a Wharton School professor who follows the digital economy.
I'm personally not sure Yahoo has many CEO changes left. They've been through a series of CEO changes. Marissa Mayer is as big a name as one can get.
Many of the company's troubles predate her. Rick Summer tracks Yahoo for Morningstar.
Years ago, obviously, Yahoo made a decision to not invest as heavily in technology, and they considered themselves a media company. And this has really plagued the company for the last decade.
Yahoo fell behind as other technology companies raced ahead, such as Google, which now dominates search and digital ads. A big chunk of Yahoo's value now is at stake in the giant Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba, worth about $27 billion. Once that's spun off, that's one less piece of good news Mayer can deliver every quarter. And then the pressure for a turnaround gets tougher. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.